great to be back here in West Plains and back here to watch the Grizzlies. I'm really excited to see this basketball team play. I know the fans are too, because they have been on the road for four straight, so it's nice for them to be back home. I'm sure the players waking up in their own beds before a ball game is good too.
There's two ways you can approach a schedule. You can make it fairly soft, try to build up some wins and gain some confidence, or you can go the way we've kind of gone, and that is play pretty good people night in, night out. Your record's going to suffer, but Region 16, those 2 months are really two hard months of basketball.
Well, you want to do everything you can in the non-conference, so to speak, or the preseason here in November and early December that can prepare you for what is about to occur in January and February. And having been through that before here on the sideline, it's a rigorous time in January and February when you're facing the likes of Moberly and Three Rivers and Mineral Area and State Fair. And now that they're playing each other three times,
right?
Back when I was here, we just played each other twice.
Right.
So that makes it even more difficult.
Yeah. You had a great team, that 2007-2008 team that went 27-5. What do you remember about that team?
Oh, I know we were really talented and we were deep. And I was just telling one of the officials, a good friend of mine down there, that, you know, we were 27-2 against everybody not named Three Rivers. Those stinkers got us all three times, including the region championship. And Coach Gene Best, who's won more basketball games than any other men's coach on the planet, regardless of level. So, unfortunately, I remember that. It'd be nice to remember all 27 wins. We had some great wins.
Didn't
we had a lot of fun. We went to Minnesota for a Thanksgiving trip, if you recall.
Yep.
And we had our leading scorer came off the bench, Devon Peltier, VI.
Yep.
So, you know, it was a fun team. They played really hard. Fun team to coach. Guys I still stay in touch with. In fact, I saw VI, I think it's 3 years ago now, when our K-State team visited the Virgin Islands and played. So
okay.
We hung out with him. I am in regular touch with Paul Carter still to this day.
Is Paul still playing basketball somewhere?
He has retired as of 2 years ago, and
okay.
He's back in New Orleans.
Okay.
The memories of the games kind of fade away, but those relationships stay.
Is it tough? You've coached junior college. You've coached four-year school. How much different is it to be a junior college coach where you only have a couple of seasons compared to the way you coach a four-year level?
Well, now that the NIL has come in and the last probably 4 years at that level, it became much more transient, I guess, if you will. Players for 1 or 2 years or less than four certainly is more prominent now than what it was 10 years ago. I haven't seen a full men's junior college game since 2008. I've watched parts of them because, you know, when I left here to go to TCU, I was the associate head women's basketball coach at TCU. So
right.
I recruited women for the last 17 years. I'm deuced. I'm excited to be back in the building to watch these young men play because they all aspire to play at that four-year level.
Sure. And we'll talk more about this. I'll tell you this. If you like high-scoring basketball, this game has the profile because the Grizzlies, on a good, and especially at home where we play a little better and shoot the ball a little better, we're averaging 83 a ball game, but Butler's averaging 110, and you can't average 110 points, Brian, and coming down and setting up and running the shot clock down, right?
No, you're going to play really, really, really fast.
Really
you'll attract
fast.
Me.
Really fast. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back in 2.5 minutes. Brian and I will have the starters for the Grizzlies and the Grizzlies coming up on KDY.